This month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Well, we have been helping lives and helping people every day on this radio station for the whole of last week and this week. And here on the Big Joburg Drive this afternoon, we have on the phone a lady by the name of Charmaine Hennings. Hello, Charmaine. How are you?
Hi, Simon. Very well, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you represent the Ebenezer Psychiatric Home. Let me tell everyone a little bit about Ebenezer Home. It was founded back in 2005 by Charmaine Hennings. Ebenezer is there to assist and take care of mentally ill adults who live off disability grants. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you've got about 23 people living with you at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes, 23 permanent residential care and 5-day care.
So let's hear a little bit from you. How did you get into this? Why did you what made you decide to found the house? I mean, why did you start?
Well, Simon, it's a long story. In about 2000, I actually worked for another NGO, which I was one of the former members that started that home. Mm. And that was the first time I was ever introduced to a place like that. And it just grew and grew. And the amount of phone calls and things we had, I thought, you know what, there's a need for more homes. So in 2005, I opened Ebenezer. We've got two properties adjacent to one another with three houses on the properties. And, you know, we get a disability grant from people receiving their SASSA grant, which we only take 900 rand of their money.
Yeah.
The rest they keep for their toiletries and things. And then we get a bed subsidy from the Department of Health of 2,900 rand a month. And if you've got to add up all the costs.
Is that total or is that per person?
That's per person.
Okay, fine. All right.
That is per person.
Mm-hmm.
So it works up to an average of about 60,000 rand per month. We are always paid a month in arrears. So we've got to try and keep ourselves going until we get money.
No, sure.
We have also created a thing called the Bell of Hope, which we have a cycle race once a year. That's in April. We used to have it in May, but because of the weather, we brought it forward for a month. This cycle race has been going now for the sixth year, where we get some extra money into the home, and that sees us through when it's financial year end.
Yeah.
But that doesn't last forever. We've got running expenses. We need food. We need any type of food, whether it's tinned food, whether it's vegetables. We are grateful for anything. We also run workshops, which are very expensive, and it's a requirement from the Department of Health to actually keep these people busy and actually have workshops running from Monday to Friday.
It's an important job. It's an important job to keep people who have got mental disabilities safe, sound, and as you've already just alluded to, busy as well. And you're doing all of that. I mean, I see here on the document that I was given, there's bead working, woodwork, fabric printing, sewing, and things like that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But all of that takes money as well.
We also let them do house chores because this is their house after all. It's not mine. So they have to be on kitchen duty with our cook once in 2 weeks. Then on weekends, they're on kitchen duty with another resident where they cook breakfast, lunch, supper, and on the Sunday, two new people. This is also to teach them that, you know, they can't just expect anything. This is their home. They need to be able to do these things. But we're hoping to get quite a few of them back into society and back into jobs, which is very difficult.
No, sure.
Because as soon as people hear you've got a mental illness, you know, the doors close.
No,
so
sure.
We teach them that they got to be honest and speak about their illness. But unfortunately, the public doesn't know enough about mental illness.
Well, listen, I think you're doing a job which is very important in our society, and we applaud you for that. And, I mean, listen, we can't, you know, I wish I could give you 1 million rand, quite frankly, because, you know, I think you probably need
it. It would be lovely.
I can't do that, but what I can do is I can certainly help for this month's groceries, and we'll bang off 10,000 rands worth of groceries for you, and hopefully that'll make it just a little bit easier. And of course, we'll.
Oh, wow, that will be brilliant. Thank you so much.
It's no problem whatsoever. It's part of our Hot Cares initiative, and of course, thanks very much to our listeners. We're, I suppose, sharing the love, sharing the money that we've received and raised over the year, and we think that Ebenezer Psychiatric Home is a worthy recipient. So well done, and thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon, Charmaine.
Thank you, Simon. Simon, I am ecstatic. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have
you
a good.
I don't know what this means to us.
It's, I think I do, but have a good evening as well.
Thank you, you too. Thank you.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.